Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi and here are the top stories. Two super yachts, a game reserve, numerous undeclared high-value and vintage cars, valuable paintings and a piano previously owned by Elton John are among the assets in contention as part of a latest legal claim by Indian banks against liquor tycoon Vijay Mallya in the UK High Court on Monday. Justice Robin Knowles ruled that he was satisfied that a consortium of Indian banks led by SBI have a right to the documents they are seeking to establish the true ownership of the assets they believe are linked with Mallya. Flat owners will have to pay GST at 18% if their monthly contribution to Resident Welfare Association exceeds ₹7,500, the Finance Ministry said on Monday. As per the rules, RWAs are required to collect GST on monthly subscription or contribution charged from its members if such payment is more than ₹7,500 per flat per month and the annual turnover of RWA by way of supply of services and goods exceeds ₹20 lakh. India is on its way to the moon, a leading US newspaper wrote on Monday as the country successfully launched its second lunar mission to explore the moon's uncharted South Pole by landing a rover there. The country's most powerful rocket carrying the orbiter lander Vikram and rover Pragyan took off from the Satish Dhawan Space Centre in Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. Pakistan's leading newspapers on their websites displayed the news of the launch by international news agencies. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari made a strong pitch in Lok Sabha for the passage of the Motor Vehicles Amendment Bill 2019, saying it will weed out corruption, improve road safety and usher in the use of more technology to regulate traffic. The existing law is 30 years old and the penalty for traffic rule violators is very low, he said, adding that this does not instill fear of law. The proposed legislation will also help check corruption, he said. With Pakistan reopening its airspace, national carrier Air India will resume flight operations on the Delhi-Kabul and the Lucknow-Najaf routes from August 5th and October 28th, respectively, said Air India chief. Pakistan had shut its airspace on February 26 due to the Balakot airstrike by the Indian Air Force, which resulted in a significant rise in Air India's operating costs on flights connecting North Indian cities and regions eastward of Pakistan. Former RBI Governor Raghuram Rajan is among the top contenders for the high-profile post of International Monetary Fund's Managing Director. There are growing demands that the next IMF chief be chosen from outside Europe and America. Rajan's name came as a likely candidate in a letter written by British Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman to Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt. And on that note, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Do tune in tomorrow for more business news. Goodbye.